Monroe Police Union leaders and Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo emerged from a two-hour meeting late Tuesday with both sides saying the discussion was a good first step. The two sides are looking to address problems and internal issues within the police department that were highlighted in a survey conducted earlier this month. Mayo says communication is key and the conversation over what has occurred and where to go from here was good for the administration and the union. He met with Union President Sergeant Michael Calloway and Vice President Detective Mark Huggins. It's the first meeting between the two sides since the union issued a no-confidence vote in Chief Quentin Holmes last week. Mayo responded to the vote results with a terse assessment of the union's leadership and the department's performance. Well, Calloway says the meeting was productive and a good first step in the main goal of protecting the public. After the no-confidence vote in the police chief, Mayo stated that he was sticking with Holmes. Though both sides say no hard resolutions came from Tuesday's meeting, each side believed that it was productive. Oyster production has been on a downward spiral since the 2010 BP oil spill. Louisiana Radio Network's Jeff Palermo looks at the possible reasons for the lower numbers.
Prior to the spill, Louisiana's public reefs would produce 3 to 7 million pounds of oyster meat every year, but production last year was less than a million pounds.
What's going on? It's on a biological level. It's something that we can't see.
That's Louisiana Oyster Task Force Chairman John Tesvich, who says one possible factor is that the dispersants used to dissolve spilled BP oil could have impacted oyster reefs, but studies have yet to confirm that.
That has to be, you know, done on by microbiologists and scientists to prove or disprove that.
Jeff Palermo reporting.
The New Orleans police chief says police have developed more information about at least one of the occupants of a car involved in a deadly weekend drive-by shooting in New Orleans. Chief Ronald Serpas and Mayor Mitch Landrieu on Tuesday encouraged anyone with knowledge of the shooter's identities to come forward. The shooting occurred shortly before 8 p.m. Sunday in New Orleans' Lower Ninth Ward, killing two people and wounding five others. Police say that Terrence McBride, the 33-year-old man who was killed, was the intended target of the shooters. 16-year-old Jasmine Anderson also was killed. Serpas says the conditions of a 32-year-old woman and her two small boys have improved, but it's unclear how long they'll remain hospitalized. Two other people injured were treated and released. State climatologist Barry Keim says we've had northerly breezes move into the state, causing the humidity levels to drop dramatically. He says the weather outside is feeling much more comfortable than what you'd expect in the Bayou State for the middle of August.
And I note that this run of less humid air is going to hang around all the way through Friday, but unfortunately, it rebounds back to near normal over the weekend.
Keim says this is the fourth major front we've had pass through Louisiana in the past 6 weeks.
And this is not common weather. This is not common summer weather for South Louisiana, but it's clearly much welcome because we get this dramatic break in the humidity.
Keim says the blast of Canadian air isn't dropping the temperatures all that much, but it's brought in a noticeable drop in humidity. He says we've been seeing this pattern set up this year over the eastern United States that's causing the humidity to push down into the Gulf of Mexico. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies with a high today in the upper 80s and clear tonight with a low in the low 60s. This is KEDM News.